Hey everyone, my name is Danny Royce. Welcome inside the Black Actors Studio. Earlier this week, we lost a brilliant host, writer, lyricist, and former dean of Actors Studio Drama School at Pace University. James Lifton died March 2nd of bladder cancer in his home at the age of 93. He is one of the main reasons why I have this show here today. I would like to pay tribute to him with a moment of silence.
Tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's Thursday. We're here inside the Black Actors Studio. I'm your host, Danny Royce. And today joining me is a beautiful, talented queen. You know her as Nyla Payne from The Paynes. You've also seen her on Shameless and NCIS, amongst many other films, television shows. Please welcome the one and only Stephanie Charles.
Wow, what an intro. You? Thank you.
Hey, well deserved. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm blessed.
Amen.
Welcome inside the studio. It's a privilege to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Of course. And I want to say congratulations on your stint on The Paynes.
Thank you.
And Nyla, as I know a lot of people love your character.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. So The Paynes are coming back. It's the House of Paynes. Mm-hmm. I'm not in it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in it. I'm actually on a new show that's hired. No. I know. But the goal is to come back somewhere in there.
Right.
You know, guest star somewhere in there. But I'm actually on a new show with Tyler Perry that's coming out March 19th.
Yes.
This month.
Yeah,
On BT Plus called Ruthless, and it's a spinoff of The Oval.
Yeah.
And it's pretty different. It's pretty dark and gritty, and it's something that I haven't done in the past, and I'm super excited to do because it's like a growing process of coming from somewhere and then seeing myself evolve
course.
An artist and as a businesswoman. It's like,
surreal, man.
Surreal, and it's just proof to myself that I can do this.
Yeah, for sure.
It's awesome.
Well, congratulations
on
that.
Thank you so
much. We'll talk more about The Paynes and Ruthless later on in the show.
Absolutely, thank you.
But as you know, inside the studio, we like to start at the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Yes, Boston. But I only lived there until I was 2 years old.
Oh, really? Okay,
so that's where
the accent is not there. That's
no, it's not. I'm so LA. I grew up here, but I was born in Boston, and then our parents sent me and my siblings to Haiti to live with my grandma for a little bit until I came out here, and I've been here since 7-8 years old.
Okay.
So I'm definitely an LA kid.
Yeah, you might as well just say LA native, right?
I am LA all day.
So I was, how was that experience in Haiti?
I can't remember it as much. I was a kid, so a lot of the time, mostly as a kid, it was fun.
It was fun,
You know, I was running around in my grandma's backyard with my cousin. You know, it was just, we were playing around. I was a tomboy, so I was climbing trees.
Okay.
And fighting my male cousins and everything. It was just fun to me. I didn't know any political issues at the time because I was
four or five. I'm not thinking of that. I don't know anything.
So it was fun.
Awesome.
Remembering, you know, Haiti.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you been back since?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Okay.
My brother has once, but I haven't. It's, you know, pretty sad.
It is.
I don't wanna.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that. It's sad. You have siblings?
I do.
Yeah. You mentioned
siblings.
A brother. And how many siblings do you have?
I actually have... I have three sisters and three brothers.
Wow.
But I grew up with my older sister, both parents, and then my younger brother. I grew up, like, as the middle child.
Right,
I have other siblings that I'm just now getting connected with and building a strong relationship with mm-hmm. them. So
awesome. Yeah. That's dope. And so how was the family, the dynamics with you and your parents? Were they a big, like, staple in your life? Or
my parents were there the whole time. My parents were hardworking. They were going to school mm-hmm. as well as mm. working full-time jobs, trying to, come you on. Know, yeah. So they worked hard. And my dad, we grew up very strict. Mm. My dad was very strict. Like, we could not go to any of my friends, like our friend's house. We yeah. couldn't go to no parties. Anytime we had to hang out, it would be just me and my brother. My sister moved out at the time. So high school, I would only hang out with, like, my brother to go, you know, to the movies or something. Like, my dad was that strict. Super dang, strict, yo. Dang. But I mean,
that yeah. is crazy.
Yeah, my brother was more the rebellious part. He was like, okay, I'll meet you. We're going to movies, but I'm going to go hang out with my friends.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And I'm like, no. I was the good girl. Like, no, I don't want to get trouble.
There's always got to be one, right? So. Did you have any nicknames growing up?
Nicknames? Yes, actually I did. I do, actually. My family calls me Nani.
Nani?
Yes. I guess my mom liked... Oh, hair clip fell. Oh, okay. My mom liked this show. I don't remember. It's called something Professor and the Nanny or something, Nani. Oh. So, and she really liked that name. So that was my name that, like, my grandma calls me, my auntie.
Wow.
Like, real family members and people who I grew up with that knows me for a long time knows that my name, they'll call me Nani.
So you yeah. got a nickname off of a show. That's
I mean, know. I don't know what the if, show it is.
If that's not ironic.
I don't
ironic.
Know what show it is.
If that's not ironic, I don't know what it is.
It was tested.
Right. I want to take a moment, though, and point out your hand piece there. That's dope.
Oh, yeah, thank
go,
you.
And,
my
where
stylist,
did you get it from? Yeah.
My stylist actually
your
gave
stylist.
It to me. Yeah,
okay.
KD and Styles. KD.
Hey.
Gave Represent. This to me, representing, yeah. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. I could wear this with my outfit.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. <It's beautiful. laughs> So were there any specific TV shows or movies that you saw growing up that really kind of inspired you and motivated you? Not necessarily to pursue acting, but also just saying, like, oh, that'll be fun.
Mm, yes. Okay, let's see. All right, so... For acting, it would probably be like Boomerang, Halle Berry. if Love Should Have Brought Your Ass Home Last Night, that was like, oh, I want to be an actress. But what made
That's
me want
to
really like act, I know what everyone that knows me knows that I love horror thriller genre. Mm-hmm. So I grew up watching Nightmare on Elm Street and pretend that I'm in the movie and you know, like all those, I just love that. So those movies, I want to do so many horror movies.
Yeah.
Like you ain't got no idea. That's like one of my goals. I want to produce horror movies uh-huh. and put people in it. Like I want to do all that stuff.
That's awesome.
That's my passion. Horror thriller.
What was your favorite? If you could just pick one, what would it
so
be that you can watch
many.
Over and over and over again?
I can watch The Omen. Mm. It's a classic. I love The Omen. I can watch Dead Silence.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
Dead
such a,
Silence
yeah, I love
is really
that
good.
One.
And
love
Annabelle
that one.
Creation? Honey, I saw that when I was in the theater. I saw that movie twice.
Really?
I went by myself. I don't know. I was crazy to do that. I went by myself. And this guy, I guess he was like a third party with these two couples, like this one couple.
Uh-huh.
And it was just this one scene. Like when I tell you, I was like, oh my God. This guy, we looked at each other and this guy walked up and left and never came back. That's how scary that one part was. I was like, yo, James Wan, you did that thing.
He just got, yeah, right? He just got up and left. Well, James Wan is a genius.
I love
mean,
him. I want to work with him.
Yeah, he's amazing. So in school, did you do like, did you do acting classes, plays and theater and stuff like that?
I did not.
No.
In school, I was very shy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get into the acting. You know what? My focus growing up and even in my 20s, I wanted to be a pop star.
Mm.
I wanted to be Janet Jackson. Like, I was like, I'm going to be the next Janet Jackson. I'm going to do this. This is what I want to do. I want to do, you know, TV shows, movies, but music was my thing.
Okay.
So I did, like, you know, what do you call that? Talent shows in high school. I did that. And then I was in so many different girl groups.
Oh, really?
I count how many girl groups I've been in.
Oh my God.
I was so many girl groups until like my late 20s, where I'm like, you know, once I finally got signed to like a record label, uh-huh, and I went through all that transition, I'm like, you know what? The music industry is not for me. I am good,
right,
homie.
Right,
like,
right.
This is not
that
I
part.
Was done. That part. Kudos to everybody that does music in the music industry, because it's a tough.
Yeah. In more ways than one.
More ways than one. Kudos to you. Yeah.
So you got, when you left the music industry, mm-hmm, and you mentioned that you're a big fan of J-Lo, right?
I am a big fan. I am.
Did she inspire you as far as like moving more into acting?
She acting wise, she mostly inspired me to be more of a businesswoman and take control of my career.
Mm-hmm.
I love her mindset, her go-getter mindset, her business, mm-hmm, mindset.
Yeah.
She's a boss lady.
Yeah.
I just love pretty much her mindset is what really like inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
But who inspired me to be an actor? So many amazing actors.
Yeah, of course.
I can't even name one, but right now I would say like, was it Grace Byers?
Yes.
She's amazing.
She is.
Of course Denzel.
Grace Byers actually has a new show coming out on Amazon, yeah.
Oh, you're watching.
And Megan Good as well. Grace Fry and Megan Good.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm talking about. But it's just so many actors, I can't really narrow that.
Of course.
It's just so, you could learn so much from so many different
people. For sure.
But when it comes to like what I'm trying to do, being like the actress and also the boss lady that I want to be and aspire to be, J-Lo would be that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
People like Will Smith and Rock, who are, you could tell they like have that mindset.
That.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
Because I mean, they understand. I mean, being an actor is awesome, obviously,
it's
but
amazing.
You're also a brand. You're an entrepreneur. An actor is an entrepreneur, and a lot of people don't understand that.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
It took me a long time
a long time.
I am a business. I am my CEO of me, and you know, I need to understand that aspect of it, and I'm still figuring out, but at least I know that it's a business, and I just want to do art, I want to act, I want to be this amazing actor, which I still do, but it's like, it's more than that.
Right.
It's more than that.
What's like one piece of advice you would give somebody to kind of move towards that mindset?
Okay, it's a lot of self-work. I always wanted to have a mentor. I don't know anybody that can mentor me right now. So that's the beautiful thing about this day and age of the internet, right?
Yeah.
How it helped me is I'll go on and I'll watch people that inspire me, people I'll take a little bit from everybody that I feel like, and I'll watch their stories. I'll watch their behind the scenes. I'm a big behind the scenes. That's why you see me in the BTS, because I know that inspires me.
Great.
When I see people do behind the scenes stuff, I'm like, I can do this too. I can do it. It inspires me. So how can I inspire somebody else?
That's awesome.
You know, because
it's
bigger than just, you know, you.
Right.
Like giving back.
Exactly.
So so I would say my mentors are just people, YouTube. I live on YouTube.
Hey,
so that's how it helped me.
Incredible.
And it's just not just actors. It's people who like Jim Rohn.
Yeah.
And
he's
amazing.
Love Jim Rohn. Rest
amazing.
In peace.
And, I forgot his name. Asaraf. Asaraf. He's amazing.
Okay.
He was on that movie, The Secret.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
One of them, you know, like that type of thing, like the spirituality, knowing yourself.
Yeah.
Be willing to be a student of life and want to grow. That kind of helped me. Just wanting to, just actually really knowing yourself.
Yeah.
And want to, a lot of self-development.
It is.
And it's ongoing. You don't arrive.
Every day. Every day.
It's work.
Right. And some people don't want to put in the work.
Because it's work.
Yeah.
It's work.
It is. Emphasize the work part.
The work.
So when you first started auditioning
Well, we get into that juicy part right there.
That reaction. Oh.
Yeah, auditioning.
When you first started auditioning and really pursuing this career, what was some of the challenges that you faced?
There's so many challenges. Where do I begin? You know what? Okay, so we talked about me going out of town. Okay, because I left the acting for mm-hmm. a little bit to pursue music, right? Mm-hmm. And got signed to Universal Motown, blah, 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 and I came back. Mind you, I wasn't acting. I wasn't acting for a few years. Mm-hmm. And I came back, and what did I do? I jumped right into it. I jumped right into, like, the manager that I had at the time, the agent that I had at the time, not really working on my craft.
Yeah.
Not really working on, at the time, didn't know, not really working on myself, because it's 80% of life working on yourself, mm-hmm. and then the rest will follow.
Right.
So I wasn't ready, I felt like. But that experience, let's just say, so my agent was sending me out, and I had these great opportunities, and yet I was having a nervous breakdown underneath because I felt personally that I wish at the time I would have came back and just focused on taking acting classes and auditioning for 2 years straight. That's my focus. And then move to the business side of getting a rep. Mm-hmm. So my problem was I had amazing opportunities.
Yeah.
But I felt like I couldn't handle
right.
it at the time.
Right.
I feel like I can handle it now because I've been working on myself. I had a few nervous breakdowns.
Wow.
Yeah, most people are like, oh my God, you're going to audition. I'm like, oh, audition, God, I have 4 this week. I can't. This is so stressful. You know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. I need to focus on one for couple of days, okay? This is too much.
See, sometimes it's 3 or 4 in a day.
Son.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
It is hard. It's hard.
It's not easy.
It gets overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm at a point, I want to be happy. I want the journey to be, well, happy is fleeting, but I want the journey to be, I don't want to have a nervous breakdown. I want to enjoy the journey.
Right.
And it's part of it, and you got to step up. That's part of growth, but it has to make sense to me.
Right.
So if it's overwhelming and I have 4 audition, and I know, and I have 4 audition, and I can't give them equal.
Yeah.
I want to give your best.
Exactly.
You want to come up. You want to show up good all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to half-ass.
Right.
Please don't send me on 4 auditions of like series regular with monologues. It's not gonna happen. The same day. Sorry, you gotta reschedule, boo boo. I was too scared to express that at
right.
one point.
Right.
Because, you know, we as actors.
It's like, oh, just do it.
We just do it. I just want to please. I don't want to get dropped.
Validation.
Oh, my God, I want validation. I want to please, as opposed to, like, no, I am my business. And if this is not how I operate, and it's not, if I can't give my best, then what is the point?
Right.
You have one life to live. I'd rather have control of
right.
what I'm doing at this point. I can control not going on 5 auditions. It's going to drive me crazy.
Much, yeah.
It's a blessing, but is it a blessing? You're not going to give your best, and you go in and you're like insecure about
exactly.
you didn't have enough time to put to in work to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You want to always do your best.
And you only get one first impression, so especially if you're saying that casting director for the first time.
Amen. You're like, ooh, yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. So tell us about your first real acting job.
Oh, shit.
And
that was so, I'm giving out my age. Oh, Lord. We already know, though. I mean, you could.
Right.
You know,
you can IMDb.
But, you can IMDb it.
But yeah, tell us just how you felt and in that journey, just being on set and booking that and your growth a little bit.
I was super young when I booked it. I was under 18 years old. 18 years old. So it was the Parenthood. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, of course. Of course I remember.
Wait, no. It wasn't the Parenthood.
Robert Townsend. Well, no?
It wasn't.
My it
first
wasn't.
Acting was a show called City Guys. I forgot.
City
it was
Guys.
City Guys. Okay. It was a co-star.
Uh-huh.
That was my first, and it was brief. I can't really remember. I just remembered I was very shy, but I was still excited.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
kind of, you know, cheerleader. And then I think my second one was Smart Guy.
Hey, you know, it's funny because I was just talking about...
WB. For all you folks that don't know,
the WB.
back in the day, WB.
Oh, my God, the WB. That was actually one of my favorite TV shows, Smart Guy.
Smart Guy. I know, it was so good.
One of my favorite TV shows. And how was it working on that set?
If I can remember, I remember it was great. It was fun. Everyone was nice.
Yeah.
It's so long ago, so I can't really remember how it was. I just remember I had a good experience.
Right. And so, I mean, it's very important to have great set etiquette, right?
Absolutely.
And so what are some things that you learned, maybe the hard way or whatever, you know, about set etiquette?
Oh, okay. Let's see. I think someone told me, this was on actually the Parenthood, I can't remember who it was, but we would always, I'm very shy, I'm naturally a shy person, and so when you're young, you don't know any better.
No, yeah.
So I guess like I kept to myself or it came off, I don't know. So the guy told me, he was like, you know what, the makeup artist said that you can be mean. Oh. And I'm like, what? And I'm unaware, I'm like, I'm mean? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, but they don't know that when you talk to you, you're so nice. I guess it's because I like to be by myself and I like to zone out. Mm-hmm. And that always stuck with me because I wasn't smiling and having long conversations.
Gotcha.
So they probably misinterpreted. So then I make a point to make sure, like, hi. I introduce myself and communicate so they know. I'm not trying to be, you know. I'm shy,
it's just
so
how the way
you misinterpret. Yeah, right. You misinterpret.
Would you consider yourself more of an introvert?
I am naturally an introvert, yes.
With extrovert tendencies?
Yeah, I guess.
Obviously.
I see that. But I'm naturally an introvert. If you look at old pictures of me, every single young picture that you see me as a child, I'm crying on.
Mm.
Like, why am I crying? Like, I didn't like pictures. I'm crying. I'm looking sad. I'm like, what's going on with that? Literally. Like, I could show you a lot of pictures. I'm like, don't like the camera. What?
No, she's going to start crying right now. Watch now. I'll just play.
No.
I'll just play.
Silly.
Well, I want to thank you again for joining
me
in the studio. And also, thank you for anyone who's watching right now. And also, big shout out to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos for allowing me to bring these awesome guests in every week and sharing their amazing stories with you. And if you'd like to check out full season one of Inside the Black Actor Studio, you can do so on www.theonchannel.com and go ahead and subscribe, and you can stream then binge watch the entire season one. It's up there for you, all 21 episodes. And so we're here with Miss Stephanie Charles, and I want to talk about the pains.
Okay.
And Miss Nyla.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, obviously, such a great scent on that. Such a great character.
Thank you.
Great job. Yeah,
thank
of course.
You.
Deserve, well deserved. What was one of your favorite memories on set?
Favorite memories. I think the cast, they're very giving.
Yeah.
I love giving actors. They're very receptive. They're very, like, opening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cassie and Levon. Sometimes forget names. Levon.
Levon. Yeah, Levon.
Forgive me. Oh, my Lord. It's too much, the brain.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's a lot.
A lot. They've been on that show, and they're just very, like, hey, you know, I like to rehearse. And they were all about rehearsing with the actors and giving. And I like learning from other actors.
Of course, yeah.
So just to see them work, that was a great experience, too.
That's awesome.
So that's my favorite part, the rehearsing process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, so this brings my next question. What's something that you did to prepare on set? Besides rehearsing, did you have any, like... any rituals or anything? Did you guys pray? What was it?
Oh, we didn't. Well, not together. Well, actually, Tyler does pray before every time we shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely amazing.
Heard about that.
But for me, how do I prepare? I would, you know, do research on, you know, abusive people, women who are getting abused and homeless. Did that part. And then I would just read the script a million times and then run it in my head, and then the day of the shoot I have do have a ritual. I do like to be in my little zone.
Of course,
have my little ear, buds in, and just like zone out and imagine the story. And I do. I don't really like. Hey, have like. Be joking around so much until after the shoot.
Right.
But that's just how I work. Mm-hmm. So that was my ritual. Just more like, especially when I'm in the makeup chair.
Yeah.
My grandma would be all over the makeup chair. Yeah, I would just be zoning out and looking at my scenes and daydreaming and stuff.
I'm sure like Bam had you, and they had to have people busting up on set, like just working with.
They were so funny.
That was
crazy. After my scene, they were so freaking funny. The parents were so funny, man. They were amazing.
Incredible. what was, when you booked that role of playing Nyla, what was the one thing that drew you to her and made you connect with that character?
Her vulnerability. Mm. She was strong but yet vulnerable, and she was fighting for her family, and she wanted the best for her kids.
Right.
I don't have any kids, but you know, I know how it is to love my family, my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, of course.
My siblings, my friends.
Right, for sure. I want to get into, working with Tyler. You say, obviously, that, you know, in the beginning of the show that you have another show coming up, which we'll get into in just a second. But as far as on the pains, can you remember, like, one of your best moments of Tyler on set?
Shoot. I remember once we're, like, towards the end, Tyler would have, like, some like bomb ass music, because he's like, let's go, we're almost at the end, y'all. We all be like, okay, between shots, we'll start dancing and everything, just to like light everything
right,
up.
Right, lighten the mood up. Okay. Yeah. Dance parties.
Hey, let's go, y'all ready?
So was it just the one and done take, or the two takes on that show?
You already know.
We all know how it works.
So okay, here's the thing too. I thought the pains was challenging.
Uh-huh.
Shooting Ruthless was even more challenging.
Wow.
We'll get into that one.
Yeah.
So we would have, like, people who don't know how the traditional way of shooting, like, let's say the sitcom,
mm-hmm.
it would be a week thing. We'll rehearse, like, for 2 to 3 days, and then we'll film one day without the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We'll film, like, a couple of scenes, and then the last day would be in front of the audience, mm-hmm. right, live.
Nice.
That would be, like, the tradition of, like, a sitcom. Like,
right.
You know, like, multi-cam sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
The way Tyler, and this is one episode, one, with the pains, we shot 4 episodes
Woo!
In a week. 4.
Woo!
So, and then he will change the lines too, like, okay, add this. And we'll have the earbuds, like, put, you know, like, say this, like, it will freestyle.
Yeah,
and
probably
add, like, oh, say this here. And we would do it. And it's funny, it's so funny how you can prove to yourself that you can do it once you're under that pressure.
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh my God, I can't do it. But when you actually in it, you
it's
surprise yourself. It's like, it's go time. Oh shit. It came out pretty good. Okay. You know, but it's like boot camp. It helps you grow. I'm telling you, like,
yeah.
I thought that was difficult because 4 episodes in a week, but we had like 3 days to rehearse those episodes with our cast members.
Gotcha.
And I also had the weekend to even like meditate. Like, I didn't, there's no party. I'm like,
oh, of course
I'm
not.
Focusing on this. Mm-hmm. I celebrate afterwards.
You ain't got time for that.
I ain't got time for that. But yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checking them out. And it's really one take.
Shoot them all. Exactly. I've heard it all. You've heard plenty of stories. So I want to talk about Ruthless for a little bit. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the show and your character.
Okay, so Ruthless is a spinoff of the Tyler Perry, The Oval, and
mm-hmm.
it's about Ruth, who, she kidnaps her daughter to join this crazy religious cult.
Mm.
That cult is crazy. It's
wow.
cray-cray.
cray-cray.
And my character, Sarah, comes in. She's married to Andrew, who's undercover. He's an FBI, and he's investigating this cult. But here's the thing, he hasn't reached out to me in a while, and I start to get super nervous and worried.
Mm.
And eventually, I start taking things into my own hands.
Oh.
And it gets, you know, how drama gets crazy. Shit go down. Oops, I cut. things go down.
Things go down. So what can we expect? I know you can't say much, what can we expect from the growth of your character specifically?
Oh, shit. I don't know. It just, she's complicated.
Uh-huh.
She's you know, vulnerable yet strong, and she will fight for her family, really.
Nice.
Just, like, see where it goes from there.
So what's, like, one thing that you love about her? Did you
mention
that?
She's definitely fight.
The fighter aspect?
Yeah, yeah, I love the fighter aspect. I love strong women roles.
Right.
Yeah, I just like that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's great to see.
Yeah.
It's
not,
you know, great for people, you know, young women to see, you know, yeah. It's very important. And that leads me to, you know, where Hollywood, quote-unquote, is going, and the inclusion that we're seeing mm-hmm. on screen, behind the camera. Mm-hmm. Just, I'd like to get your take on... you know, the growth of it from when you first started to now and where you think it's going.
The growth of it, I feel like I don't know. I think it's we definitely have more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We see us in more, because growing up, we always had like the same just
right
drama and comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But what about everything else that's in between, that we are like the consumers who always go and see the thrillers and the actions and stuff? Like, we love those.
That part, yeah.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I see us more in there. So there's definitely growth in that situation. I'm excited about that. And I think it's going to continue to grow. It takes time. Nothing evolves overnight.
Exactly.
You know, that's just how we are. But as long as we're taking little steps every day,
right.
That's progress.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, definitely. And we've come a long way. We still got a lot
further
to go.
A lot.
And so I want to go into another part of this show.
Okay.
This is part of our special segment.
Uh-oh.
you work with Ms. Perry, you
yes,
know,
yes,
and you're
yes.
going to continue working with him.
Yes.
And I want to see how much you actually know about Ms.
Oh,
Perry.
God. I'm not stalking him or anything. I don't be calling him like, what's up, Perry?
Right.
He's my boss.
These are all questions that, you know, are
snap. Is
are
it
known.
Out there?
Yeah,
shit,
they are
I
out there.
I should have done my homework. Damn.
So I'm gonna ask you
five
questions.
Okay.
Okay. And then obviously your objective is get them right. But
okay.
If you don't, you know, I'll reveal the correct answer for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Okay.
So where was Tyler Perry born? And the good thing is these are multiple choice.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
New Orleans, mm-hmm. Atlanta, or Chicago?
New Orleans.
Hey, there you go. All right, next question.
Mm-hmm.
Which character mm-hmm. is Tyler Perry most famous for creating?
Madea.
Yes, you didn't even have to read it. There you go.
If
see,
I know that
it's
one.
It's easier than you thought,
okay,
right?
Okay.
All right, next. Who prompted Tyler Perry to keep a diary of his daily thoughts and experiences?
Oprah Winfrey.
Hey. 3 out of 5 so far. What was the name of Tyler Perry's 1992 musical?
Oh.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I Can Do Bad All by Myself.
Oh, shit.
Or I Know I've Been Changed.
Oh, my God. I Know I've Been Changed. Okay, so it's number 2.
That is correct.
It is? Yeah. Oh, great. Why are you?
I just kind of threw you off a little bit, you know? Made you think a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
All right, last but not least. Okay, you are 4 for 4. Okay, this is the fifth question.
Okay.
How did Tyler Perry's luck change in 98? He was booked on Oprah Winfrey Show. His musical, I Know I've Been Changed, was booked at a local theater. Or he signed a contract for his first full-length feature film.
The second one.
The musical?
Yes.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Okay,
come on. You was all worried.
I know.
Like,
I know better than I thought. not.
Hey, okay, okay. Miss Child, no hussed up about Miss Perry. All right. Perry, if you're watching, we're going to send this link to you. All right. So here's our fast round questions, okay? Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions. You tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite word?
Love.
Least favorite word?
Can't.
Ooh. What's something that turns you on?
Intelligence.
What's something that turns you off?
Hatred.
If you could work with one actor, who would that be?
Will Smith.
A sound or noise that you love?
Certain music. Not necessarily meditative music, but like music that has these chords I can't even speak of. But it just relaxes me, you know, like Alicia Keys, Ready. You know, that song, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Put me in that, it just relaxes me. I love that.
Love it.
Yeah.
A sound or noise that you hate?
Oh, loud ass cars that like race cars or something that you're in the middle of like the street and then all of a sudden you're like, it just irks me.
Going Ventura Boulevard and pretty much all over there. If you could trade places with someone right now, who would that be?
J-Lo.
What profession other than your own would you participate in?
Oh, I would be a psychologist.
Hey, what profession would you not?
I wouldn't be a coroner or someone who deals with dead bodies. Yeah. I'm good.
And last but not least, heaven exists. What would you like to hear God say to you?
I would like to hear God say, see, it wasn't that bad. You did well. You tried your best.
Hey, awesome. So thank you for those. That was awesome questions.
Thank you.
Here's just a little spotlight I like to give my guests at the end of the show. Go ahead and address your audience and just leave them with a little bit of inspiration.
You can do anything you put your mind to it. Surround yourself with positive, supportive groups that believe in you, that does not taint your dream and make you feel small. And I would say always work on yourself, because once you work on yourself, everything follows, I think. And self-development is very important. Everything will make sense after that, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank Go ahead so and tell everyone where to find you, social media and all that good stuff.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at official Stephanie Charles, on Twitter, Steph Charles 3, and Facebook, Stephanie Charles.
Yes, and Ruthless will be premiering.
It will. Thank you. Ruthless will be premiering March 19th. I don't have the time yet, but March 19th on BET Plus.
Yay. Keep a lookout for that, everybody. And you can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Rest in peace to James Lipton. We love you. Thank you for your inspiration and your motivation to many, many people here in entertainment industry. You can, like I said, you can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. And also tune in next week, same place, same time, here inside the Black Actor Studio. Stay blessed.
Digital Broadcast Network, devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.